time now for how you built that. And today's story starts about 8 years ago when a TV producer named Mike Sorrentino was out in the field and using his smartphone to take pictures for his company's website.
And what I found was when I would be in a place like Louisiana after the BP oil spill, I was constantly having to wipe smudges from my camera lens.
And by doing that, Mike was missing a lot of really good shots. Meanwhile, people were starting to worry about whether cameras on your phone could get hacked, and Mike kept wondering why nobody had solved these two things.
Yeah, well, think about it. I mean, you have a camera that you carry around all day, every day, but it doesn't even have a lens cap.
So Mike figured he would design an iPhone case where you just slide a switch at the top to cover up the camera lens.
And on the inside of that lens cover is a fabric lining, and it also wipes the lens clean of any smudges.
So a pretty great and simple idea. And around 4 years ago, when Mike first thought it up, he said, first thing, I gotta patent this.
You know, the most important part of getting a patent is having a good patent attorney. Good patent attorney is really expensive. So my wife gave me the great advice of do some side work and find a way to finance your invention.
So Mike started doing some video production on the side to pay for a lawyer. Meanwhile, he worked with an engineer who helped take his paper sketches and make a prototype with a 3D printer. But at the same time, he was getting some pushback.
Even close friends were like, this is a dumb idea. Why are you doing this?
Right. People kept saying, hey, Mike, you're a TV producer. Why are you trying to break into the iPhone accessory business? And Mike says they kind of had a point.
Yeah. I'm not one of these OtterBox or Spec or one of these major brand phone case companies who gets the specs and the designs of these phones before they come out. So I've got to wait for the phone to come out into the market. Then I've got to go to the Apple store and measure it and then send it to the engineer. And then it's a lot of back and forth.
But by the end of 2014, with the help of $20,000 that he raised on Kickstarter, Mike found a factory in China to make his first run of iPhone 5 and 5S cases with lens caps. And then somebody gave him a tip.
Somebody said to me, if your product's ready in January, you have to go to the Consumer Electronics Show. You have to be at CES.
So that's what Mike did. He found a way to camp out in someone else's booth at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas.
And there were a lot of people that came up to me and said, well, geez, I feel like this should be on the market already.
But no, Mike says he was actually the first guy to come out with an iPhone case that has a lens cover and cleaner.
Right, and our logo is something I made up in Microsoft Paint. It's a little phone case that looks like a little pirate. It's got an eye patch. That's why I came up with the name Eye Patch Case, because it covers up the camera's eye.
Since he launched the eye patch case, Mike sold about 5,000 of them, and he's making a profit. But he's still splitting his time between iPhone cases and video production, and he says it's a pretty good combination.
I worked in an industry that was all about ideas and content and things that you could not touch. So to have a physical, tangible product in my hand was so incredibly rewarding.
If you want to find out more about the eye patch case or hear previous episodes, head to our new podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org.